we have some predictions.
Yeah, psychic predictions for the year 1986 coming up in a little while. What else are we going to do this morning?
Our morning mystery only, we got that.
Yeah, we have some safety tips for those of you that are going to be planning on having New Year's Eve parties this year. Those will be coming up later on in the morning, this morning, as well as sports scores.
Yeah.
Any other fun things going on this morning here?
Yeah, hang on one second. I got to pull this thing out.
Okay? You got to stand up to do something. This is usually a job you get to sit down all the way through.
That feels much better
we
now.
We have to put forth some effort, stand up and move now and then. What do you have to do there?
Well, I had to get something ready for us there. Okay, now, everybody's always criticizing the world of rock and roll music.
You know, That's true.
For being insane and absurd. But nothing could be more absurd than country and western music, especially the titles of some of these songs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For example, my wife ran off with my best friend, and I miss him.
How about I won't need my six gun in heaven?
Or you done stomped on my heart and mashed that sucker flat. These are real titles.
There's a new one that's out, too, that I saw the video to the other day. I think it's my favorite country song this week. It's The Night That Porter Wagner Came to Town.
I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in bed while I cry over you.
Of course, there's always Dropkick Me Jesus or The Goalposts of Life.
Or, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Hey, I remember that one.
She's got hot lips and cold shoulders. I just passed the last exit for love. Oh, here's my favorite. We honeymooned on a waterbed, and now we're drifting apart.
Get off the oven, Granny. You're too old to ride the range.
She's acting single, and I'm drinking doubles.
I've heard that one, too.
This is my favorite, though, out of all of them. Your wife is cheating on us again. And, of course, we can't forget this all-time classic here on Kiss FM.
Who's that coming through?
.707 at Kiss FM. We can't forget this one.
I have another ad here or something.
No, you're going to ruin my bad reputation. Another great country music title there.
Ah.
Thanks to the cat house, I'm in the doghouse with you.
Here's a pretty good one. I heard Conway Twitty on the air a couple of months ago with one, and he did, she looks just like an angel in a big old cloud of lonesome.
Oh, God. I don't ever want to hear any more complaints about rock and roll music again from you members of the elder generation, okay?
Really, yeah.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock. We got those sports scores coming. We'll do this next, won't we?
Yeah.
Kiss FM and Hall & Oates.
What I want.
Kiss FM.
You make my dreams come true. It sounds like a mad Italian. You make my dreams come true.
11 after 7 o'clock right now. 7-11. Getting around to the sports scores here.
I can't see these very well. Could you turn up the voltage in the Jesus nightlight, please? No,
listen, friends, let me reiterate this right now.
Yes.
This is a legitimate ad of the National Enquirer for a Jesus nightlight.
What time does the mail get here? Maybe ours came today.
Yeah, I ordered about three of them. You know, you can buy them by the box and get a discount. But seriously speaking, I'm not being sacrilegious or irreverent.
They really make these things.
They really do. That's the truth.
No. The NBA last night, we had quite a full slate of games last night. Pacers over the Bullets, 97-80. Meanwhile, the Nets over the Knicks, 123-111. The Bulls bested the Cavaliers, 121-117. The Nuggets beat the Rockets, 125-122. Was the Jazz out-jazzing the Supersonics, 107-105. The Boston Celtics beat the LA Clippers, 125-103. Portland Trailblazers over the San Antonio Spurs, 125-110. The 76ers beat the Sacramento Kings, 87-84. And the Milwaukee Bucks over the Detroit Pistons, 121-110. No game scheduled today. Yes, it's a couple of top 20 college basketball games last night, too. Number 3, Duke, winning their 11th game last night, 78-55 over Northwestern. Syracuse winners yesterday. Georgia Tech over Richmond, 90-64. LSU won, so did Kentucky, Illinois, and Notre Dame. And it's a quick look at top 20 college basketball. Do we need to fill any more time? We can just keep reading sports all morning here.
Yeah, we could do the Congo Bush Race and the Calcutta Invitational Open.
And the 43-man Squamish result.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as we look into our crystal ball and check our psychic predictions for the next year, 1986.
Yes, good morning. You have Swami Garrett and Swami Stevens here with you this morning. We predict that these things will happen in 1986.
I'm getting this out of National Enquirer. I got to confess. Miami Vice hunks will fly in the space shuttle.
That's going to happen, huh? Meanwhile, we also predict the U.S. government and NASA will launch a $10 billion research project. They'll be looking for intelligent life in sandy mud.
Good luck, fellas. That's all I can say. How about this one? Yoko Ono will become a cop on Miami Vice. This is serious now. I'm serious.
In 1986, folks, it will be discovered that the Ayatollah Khomeini is, in reality, Howard Hughes.
Yeah, I thought he looked kind of dead.
Yeah, yeah. That explains where he's gotten all of his money from, too. Medical science this year will discover a new disease that has no symptoms whatsoever, but does require expensive surgery. Also in 1986, Cher will have a baby, followed by all of the Allman Brothers. An archaeologist digging in California will discover a stone tablet, which will prove to be the birth certificate of Ronald Reagan. All this stuff is going to happen in 1986.
Here's the most far-fetched one of all that I've seen. Comedian George Burns, 89, will marry a beautiful blonde actress... who's only 24.
I wonder why.
I say we send a big, 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 big supply of pepper to old George there, okay?
Our triple barrels.
In Greenville, partly cloudy today, a 50% chance of rain. Decreasing clouds tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow. High today and tomorrow in the upstate, 55, and the low tonight, 35. Right now, 26 degrees in Greenville, 31 in Asheville. I'm Bob Williams, and you're up to date on KISS FM.
Kiss FM. It's 7:32.
8675309. You know, I tried dialing that number here in town, and I got dial a prayer.
Oh boy, and you don't have one after that.
The guy said, "Hi, God loves you, and wants you to order a Jesus nightlight."
Well, we're gonna get in trouble on this one.
It's gonna be the recurring joke throughout the morning.
I can see the letters coming in on this one right now. But folks,
don't send them to us. Send them to New Jersey. That's where you order them.
Listen,
at.
Do you have any complaints about this Jesus nightlight thing? Now, let me give you the address. Well, we're just.
Or if you want to order one, I don't know why we're giving them free advertising, but why not? Everyone should have a Jesus nightlight. I do, don't you? I have one in every room.
I have a Brooke Shields nightlight.
I just have Brooke Shields, period. It's all, you know. It's
okay, if you want to complain about that now, don't call the radio station or write the manager. Because
you'll have to call our home office in Milwaukee if you want to complain about that.
It says Bethlehem Products, Box 8563, Woodcliff Lake, in that godforsaken state of New Jersey, 07675.
And what is it, $18.50 for three Jesus nightlights?
That's a, that's if you want to order one of them there.
What all we got going on this morning? We got some more predictions coming up later on. And also, we're going to be giving out some safety tips for those of you who are going to be having New Year's Eve parties tonight. Also, what do we got? We got a mystery oldie coming up here in a couple of minutes, too.
Yeah, morning mystery oldie right here. It's worth a Kiss FM long sleeve jersey. This song was released in the year 1966.
I had an uncle that was released from prison in that year.
It was a number one record for this artist, who's still recording today, by the way. And if you give me the title and artist, I'll give you a Kiss FM long sleeve jersey. Listen very closely, please, to this tune.
Of course, if you want to give that a try, if you think you know what that record is, here in Asheville, it's 253. Anywhere else in North Carolina, 1-800-228. Out of state,
1-800-851-0999, baby! 99.9 Kiss FM. We can't get a winner this morning. What's wrong with you people, huh?
I think it's not awake yet.
It's not Stevie Wonder.
Let's
it's not.
Wake up! Now they're awake. Ask them again.
It's not Smokey Robinson. It's not Percy Sledge. Remember Percy Sledge?
Yes.
It's not, who else to be? The Four Seasons. No, not the Beatles. Every time we do this, somebody says, "Is it the Beatles?" No, it's not the Beatles. Everybody under 20 thinks all old songs are done by the Beatles. You ever notice that before?
Yeah, it seemed like it. You know, they always call it and go, "Oh, the Beatles, they're the group that used to back up Paul McCartney, aren't they?"
It's 20 away from the hour. We better play another piece of that morning mystery old egg.
Give us another piece there.
Okay, I want to get rid of this T-shirt, so let's do this. All right, you ready for a piece here?
Yeah, let's have a piece here.
Listen very closely now.
If you're concerned about...
Kiss FM, it's 7:45. It's 15 away from the hour right now.
And now through the miracle of radio, ladies and gentlemen, we reproduce almost as if it were live. Us receiving a winner at our contest a couple of minutes ago.
Kiss FM.
Hey.
Hey.
Barry Sadler.
Huh?
Barry Sadler.
Nah, not quite. Barry Sadler. Kiss FM.
Is that Everything's All Right by Stevie Wonder?
You got that right.
That's it.
All right.
You win.
You win. Yeah. We're going to give you a Kiss FM long sleeve t-shirt. What's your name?
Sounds great. Mike McGregor.
Where do you live, Mike?
I live in Taylor's.
In Taylor's, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got that one pretty quick.
Well, what can I say?
What's your number one station, Michael?
Kiss FM.
This is a... one of Stevie Wonder's early efforts.
Back actually, when he was little Stevie Wonder when he did this.
That's true. He was little Stevie Wonder. That's right.
Wonder when he got big enough to quit being called little anymore.
Baby, everything is upside all right, out of sight. At 14 away from 8 o'clock, Kiss FM. Baby, baby. Kiss FM, that is our morning mystery oldie today by Stevie Wonder. At 11 away from the big. We got some more scores. Well, we'll let Bob do those at 20 after.
And we got some scores. We got some more psychic predictions for the year 1986 coming up.
Still have your crystal ball in here, huh?
The crystal ball.
But you dropped that thing and cracked it.
The gypsies do it with crystal ball.
Ooh.
Start 1986. 99.9 Hot Rocket Kiss FM. What time we got on the clock here?
8 o'clock at WKSF Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg. I'm John Stevens.
And I'm Patrick W. Garrett.
May we be the first to say...
get your buns out of bed!
FM 99.9. It's 8:03. We've had a couple of calls complaining about us making fun of the...
We're not really making fun of them. We're just kind of alerting the public to this type of thing.
The Jesus Nightlight. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not being sacrilegious. I'm not being irreverent. There are people trying to make money off of people's religious beliefs and what have you. And charging...
this is just the most disgusting thing in the world. And
exorbitant prices for... I mean, a little piece of plastic that's worth, what, maybe a dollar down at the Kmart store?
I didn't know you could get Jesus Nightlights at the Kmart store. But nonetheless, that's what we're doing. We're not making fun of this morning. We're not trying to offend anyone. We're just trying to, you know, we're just thumbing through the National Enquirer looking for the article about the woman attacked by the savage bear, which they put one of each at every National Enquirer.
There really is one in here. I'm serious.
And we came across this advertisement saying, get your very own Jesus Nightlight. No, we're not trying to offend anybody. We want to be perfectly clear on that one.
Yeah, autographed. No.
By the way, if you cut out the thing, we have got to send it in before they run out. Now, what are we going to do this one? We got some more psychic predictions. We ought to do a few of these here.
Yeah, we have a couple of those coming up. And, of course, sports at 8:20 this morning.
Sports at 8:20. Any other interesting? Yeah, we got the safety tips for folks who are going to have parties on New Year's Eve. That'll be coming up sometime this hour, I guess, too.
All right. Let's go to the telephone and get us a request.
Yeah, why not?
Hello? You home there?
Kiss FM.
There you are.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man, we just doing.
We're doing without.
Yeah, I can see about the buns out of bed.
You got them out?
Hey, you know it. Hey, check this out. Hey, could I hear a little inspiration this morning?
Little inspiration?
Say, yeah. Hallelujah, put your hand on your radio, brother.
We got one of these little nightlights we can set. Never mind. I better hush about that.
Go on. I like hearing this kind of crap early in the morning.
Where are you calling from?
Asheville.
What kind of inspiration do you want to hear?
Chicago.
Chicago, huh?
Yeah.
You're the inspiration.
Yeah.
On your favorite radio station, which is?
Kiss FM.
It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock.
99.9. Beautiful Kiss FM.
Here's Chicago, yo. Come on. Wait a minute. Where are we? Kiss FM. That's where we are.
Is that where we are?
It's 9 after the hour right now. 8:09. And, you know, I remember back years and years ago. Remember when James Brown's career was riding its pinnacle?
Do the popcorn, part 1.
Then he had do the popcorn, part 2.
It's like every record he came out with, it was either part 1 or part 2 or part 1 and part 2.
Or part 3 and part 4.
Yeah, there were a couple of those, too.
There really were. I'm serious.
Did James ever do an entire record?
Well, here's part 1, part 2, and all the rest of it from James Brown.
I feel good.
Heard that. It's
8:13.
Yes. On Kiss FM right now. Boy, I'm looking at these ridiculous psychic predictions.
You know, 85 has been a great year, and we got a brand new year starting tomorrow.
Bruce Springsteen's wife's going to give birth triplets. Can you believe
it? Oh, really?
Isn't that a good one?
That's what predicted, huh?
Stephanie Powers will disappear during an African safari, be found months later living with natives and suffering from amnesia.
Meanwhile, sometime in 1986, we predict that scientists experimenting with garbage will produce an exact copy of this radio station. Kent Compton will be declared a national park. Someone will leave Dick Clark out in the sun, and he'll age 47 years in 2 hours. And another prediction for you here. A plane will arrive at the Asheville Airport on time at least once in 1986.
Boy, that's a change! Woo! 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. 8:14 right now. Weather forecast. Sunny. A little cool. High around 50, so a good chance of rain today, too. Some clouds. The sunny for tomorrow. That's what I was looking at. Brian Adams and Tina, baby. Got it. 8:17 at Kiss FM, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock right now.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
On this morning of New Year's Eve.
That's right. This is the last day of 1980. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. The last day of 1985. Boy, what a year this has been. It's gone by quicker than you could say Jack Robinson.
Yeah, it really has. A lot of neat things have been going on this year.
This is the year for Madonna.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Tina Turner.
And Jesus Nightlight.
Oh, Kiss FM.
Okay, you want to hear something really funny?
Yeah, I could use something funny.
Okay, there's a thing in People Magazine. It's the yearly issue, the best 25 most intriguing things. Okay?
Right, I got that issue at home, yeah.
All right, they have this little thing. They're baby Jesus dolls, okay? And they've got little lighted halos.
No.
And they've got one in white, one in black, and one in Hispanic.
I had a Michael Jackson doll with a lighted halo. What? No, wait, that was his hair. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's in there. They sell for $33 each, and they're like about 3 inches tall.
And what do? You take off the back of his robe and put two penlight batteries in or something.
That is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just like seeing people exploiting something like that, making money on it. And I'm not making fun of religion. I'm making fun of people exploiting, space to the limit. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I want to make that clear, too.
Yes, perfectly
okay?
Clear.
Really, before we get any letters to the editor or letters to the manager or whatever.
The home office in Milwaukee or anything.
There you go. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock right now.
99.9 Kiss FM. Of course, this is New Year's Eve. This is the night when the guests invade your house and drink your expensive liquor.
And we were just playing Stevie Wonder there a couple of seconds ago, and I always liked his song, Don't Drive Drunk.
That's right. That's a good message, too.
Especially for New Year's Eve.
I heard that.
A lot of people are going to be having parties this evening, and we thought we'd give you a few tips on how you could have a good party and still assure that your guests arrive home safely, okay? And we got a couple of tips for you here. For instance, always serve food while you're serving alcohol, because if you're eating while you're drinking, it slows down the absorption rate of the intoxicating beverages. Didn't
Thank you,
that,
Dr.
You?
Pat.
Yes, and furthermore, if you get your guests full of hors d'oeuvres and cold cuts, they won't have enough room to fill up on all your expensive liquor. Tonight.
There you go.
Save a little bit of money.
Yeah, right.
Got a couple of other ones here. Which ones have you got there?
Okay, let's see here. Don't force drinks on your guests. And stop serving alcohol about an hour before the party's about to end.
That's a good idea.
Because, you know, there's no way you can avoid doing that anyway, because once the booze is gone, within an hour, the party's gone, too.
Yeah, this is true. You should have non-alcoholic beverages available for the guests at your party that don't want to drink. You know, serve coffee as well to top the event off. And smoke a cigarette if and only if you've just gotten through getting it on with the hostess.
Ooh. If you sense that a party goer has had too much to drink, encourage him to stay a while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Parties are so much more fun when you have a few drunks hanging around anyway.
Kiss FM. Asheville, Greenville, Spartanburg's number one. 99.9. Kiss FM.
Kiss FM. 8:36 now. It's 24 away from the hour. I understand. Pat, you're going to go into the furniture business. I have your own designer line, huh?
My own designer line of furniture.
We're going to call it Mobile Home Modern, right?
Yes. Among other things, we're going to be marketing the Jesus Nightlights in this area.
Don't forget the little velvet
genuine
horses. Genuine
Compton waterbeds. Instead of using a mattress, you just put a sheet over Kent's stomach and he can sleep on it.
Yeah, you know, like little velvet horses.
Mobile home furniture, yes.
Like you buy at the by the gas station by the interstate there.
And don't forget the pink flamingos to go out in the yard.
And the pictures of Elvis, those are also good.
Of course, you got to have the big stove in the middle of the floor there. Yeah. With all the pictures of all the kids in there.
Yeah,
legitimate
kids.
Not.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of Avon canisters, you know, sitting across the mantle, you know.
And don't forget the plaid couch. Now, you got to have the plaid couch with the great big armrests on it. You know, the big wooden armrests that are painted with shellac and stuff and have the big rivets in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important item.
How did we get onto this topic anyway?
And the TV antenna, you know, the rabbit ears with the aluminum foil on them so you can pick up more steam. Kiss FM, 8:42 right now. It's 18 away from the hour.
Which hour?
The hour of 9 o'clock, of course.
9 o'clock, of course. And later on this morning, we have Bob coming up with the morning news in case you've already wrapped the garbage in your morning newspaper, plus more chances for you to win on Kiss FM this morning.
Yeah, that's coming up. On Kiss, there's Clarence and Jackson. Kiss FM, it's 8:46 right now.
Jelly Bean.
Kind of sounds like an old song called Funky Nassau. Remember Funky Nassau?
Yeah, just barely. One that I'm glad I'm forgetting.
Kind of like this one.
Sidewalk Hawk. Most of hers is while leaning against a lamppost. Because I've been Sidewalk Hawk. A couple of wise cracks there. We need the pun reaction. We need that group of people booing after that one. And of course, Jelly Bean. I cannot see the clock from here, folks. It's half the interesting part of my show when I'm here by myself is me giving the time. It's 10 ahead of 9 o'clock this morning. Kiss FM.
And let's check in right now. Kiss FM. Weather. Clouds. Chance of rain today, 55. Clouds tonight, 25 to 35. The traveler's advisory in effect for some areas. I'll get to that in just a minute.
Because there are going to be so many drunk people out driving on the road. It's going to be hazardous to drive tonight.
Kiss FM 99.9. 8:54. Six away from the hour of 9 o'clock right now. We're going to look back
morning.
On this day in history.
Yes, I bet you have no idea what happened on this day in 1968.
In 1968, let's see.
I mean, I have trouble remembering what happened last night.
I was in the 10th grade then. I'm not sure what happened.
NBC's Peacock was retired.
Is that true?
It was the logo for the network for Lord knows how many years. The Peacock, it says here, had 11 plumes in its tail. Fascinating trivia.
Yeah, and after Fred Silverman went to work for them, they replaced it with a turkey.
Okay, a lot of birthdays today. Sarah Miles, 44 today. Ross Barber, the original four freshmen. You remember them?
Not really.
I think they've graduated by now. He's 57 today. John Denver's got a birthday today. He's 42. Remember Pat Brady?
Pat Brady, you know the Brady Bunch?
No, he was on Roy Rogers' show. He drove the Jeep. Jeep.
I missed that one.
Don't you remember seeing Roy Rogers and they'd be sitting there talking, how will we catch the villains? They have fast horses. Quick, let's jump in the Jeep. Well, he's deceased, but he would have had a birthday today. Rosalind Cash has a birthday today. We don't know how old she is.
Donna Summer has a birthday today.
Really?
Yeah.
Singer Rex Allen, 63 today. He had a hit in 62 with Don't Go Near the Indians.
I don't remember that one either.
Yeah, we played that here when we first went on the air back in the early 60s. Of course, today's New Year's Eve, a night traditionally associated with having parties and getting loaded. We here at Kiss FM urge you not to drink and drive. Know your limit, folks. Remember, you've had too much to drink when you see Dick Clark on the video game you're playing.
Boy, I tell you. That's like the old pink elephant syndrome.
We do these jokes every New Year's Eve. These jokes are only worth doing once a year. I think that's too much for most of them.
Where's Kent? Say what, Mr. Garrett?
That's what friends are for.
It's 9 o'clock.
99.9 KISS FM. We are WKSF, Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg, and I'm Pat Garrett.
And I'm John Stevens. Hello. Happy New Year to you. The communion wafers here. I feel like
hallelujah, hallelujah. Take one, my son, and have yourself some wine. And
boy, we're gonna get in trouble this morning. I tell you what.
No, we're not, because this time we didn't mention Jesus Nightlight.
4 minutes after 9:04 at Kiss FM. This is Asia, track off the album Astra.
99.9 Hot Rocket Kiss FM. Sometime after 9 o'clock. What time is it, please?
9:08 right now.
9:08 Kiss FM.
We got to get the boss to invest in buying a clock for over there.
We haven't even gotten him to invest in moving the outhouse indoors yet. What are you talking about?
We're talking cheap, son.
99.9 89.9 Hit Radio Kiss FM. Good morning to you. My name is Patrick W. Garrett.
And I'm John Stevens. It's 9:13 right now.
Into the Dire Straits with the Walk of Life.
Incidentally, I forgot to tell you folks this. I guess I better before you get in your car and drive. There is a traveler's advisory for a large area of the North Carolina mountains because of some freezing rain, okay? So do look out for those slick spots.
Freezing rain is different from sleet, and the sleet's frozen before it hits the ground. Freezing rain is regular rain, and then after it hits the ground, it freezes.
There you go. We don't want you to be a slick spot on the road, you know?
Because I've got Fleetwood Mac and Hold Me. Well, good morning to you. How are we doing here this time of morning?
We're doing pretty good.
We hadn't given anything away for a while. Maybe we ought to do another mystery oldie or something.
Yeah, we may do one of those, maybe a trivia question.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Just a couple of minutes coming up on Kiss FM. Here are the Cubs.
And tonight, the Cubs.
Kiss FM 99.9.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes tonight.
Yeah, we got the Tough Man contest coming up. Pat, I understand that the female winner of the Tough Woman contest gets a night on the town.
With Kent, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, give me the forecast. I can't see the forecast. Sorry, I cannot see around, of course. A traveler's advisory. Some possible freezing rain in the mountainous areas of our listening area. 50-50 chance of rain. High 50 to 55 today. Clouds overnight tonight. Low 25 to 35. What's it now?
26 in Asheville. Let's get depressed here.
You see. 99.9 Hot Rockin' Kiss FM early on your Tuesday morning. Good morning of New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy, wait till tomorrow morning. How many headaches will there be in our listening area?
And how many people will wake up tomorrow morning with barnacles growing on their tongues?
Woo! Yeah, I can imagine. We probably have 1.5 million people in our listening area. I would say 1 million will have a hangover tomorrow. At least.
The other ones will be so drunk, they'll wake up drunk in the morning and hangover.
Kiss FM 99.9. 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Remember, if you're going to drink this weekend, tonight, don't drive, okay?
You might spill it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Man on your car seat.
I was setting you up for that one.
Here's Laura Branigan. I wish you'd set me up with her. Ooh, I heard that.
99.9, Kiss FM. What a fine recording. Hear a lot of different influences in that song.
Yeah, I kind of like that song. Life in a Northern Town.
Okay, hear a little
Dream
bit of,
Academy.
Hear a little Beatles in there, a little Beach Boys, a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel, all kinds of different things.
All kinds of good stuff that people under 20 have probably never heard of before.
There you go.
Our triple
bear. The weatherman says, traveler's advisory, freezing rain expected in the mountainous areas of our listening area with a 50-50 chance of freezing rain here. Regular rain, where it's not going to be freezing. High today, 50 to 55, then clouds overnight tonight, low 25 to 35.
Greenville, Spartanburg, 34, Asheville, 27 now at Kiss FM. Yeah, Kiss FM, that's it.
Yes, after being here, you here now for 4 hours and we here for five, all I want to say is broadcasting is a dead-end job, and mine certainly is.
Hey, this is our last show for 85. We'll see you tomorrow on Kiss FM.
Kiss FM is WKSF, Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg. I'm Dawn. It's just after 10 o'clock.